WTAW News time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 74 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The day after those running for Bryan City Council and Mayor talked about vocational education training at the Chamber of Commerce Candidates Forum, there was a response from Blinn College. Last night, Blinn's trustees approved a 20-year lease with Brenham's Economic Development Foundation to expand Brenham's Technical Education Center. On Monday night, Bryan Council and mayoral candidates talked about establishing a local school. Single-member District 2 candidate Prentice Madison says he's all for researching the idea.
I'm all for collaborating with the private market to get a skilled training institution to Bryan.
Fellow single-member District 2 candidate Rafael Pena favors increasing Blinn College's presence.
I think we can do more by utilizing them and attracting more vocational tools, giving them the things that they need so we can build our workforce and train our workforce to meet the demands of tomorrow.
After the forum, Blinn issued a statement that they provide training for 28 of 34 occupations identified in a regional report. The Blinn release did not state how many of the training programs are in Bryan. The city of Bryan officially broke ground on the new Fire Station 2 yesterday afternoon. Chief Randy McGregor spoke to the ongoing issue of growth in the city.
This station is going to meet the needs not only of today, but for years to come. The old station down the street in Delwood, by the time this station is completed, it will be 50 years old. This station here, I'm very confident, will pass that mark. Again, as we meet the needs today, and this building will have room to grow as the city continues to grow and as the Bryan Fire Department continues to grow.
The 20,000 square foot station located on Lawrence Street between Cavett and Maloney will feature 5 bays, room to sleep 15 firefighters, an administrative area, and a training room to be used by the community for neighborhood associations. The timeline for completion is 9 to 12 months. More comments and pictures from the groundbreaking ceremony are online at WTAW.com. Parents, whether you're purchasing your kid's Halloween costume this year or creating it at home, Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen has some safety reminders.
Make it comfortable. Make it visible, whether it's reflective tape, reflective material, whether you carry a flashlight, anything like that, so that you can be visible, because most of the time this is right at dusk when people go trick-or-treating and into the dark hours.
McKeithen says costume weapons should look fake and be made from safe materials. And another reminder for extra-spirited people who decorate their homes, avoid open flames and hanging decorations too close to the front door where trick-or-treaters can reach them. Traumatic brain injury, or TBI, is a leading cause of disability in service members and veterans. A professor at the Texas A&M College of Medicine is doing his part in combating the issue.
We'll have a problem later on because, you know, unlike a regular injury to hand or abdomen or leg, a brain injury is a permanent injury. Brain has a very limited means of healing. So sometimes if a few neurons die in the brain, they just die.
Dr. Samba Reddy says TBI can lead to recurring seizures called post-traumatic epilepsy, which can be medically uncontrollable. Reddy recently received a 3-year grant of nearly $750,000 from the U.S. Department of Defense to advance his research, which focuses on identifying the link between brain injury and the subsequent development of epilepsy. WTAW News time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 74 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Shift into savings now at your local Kubota dealer. Get an M6 tractor with your choice of 4 models, all with Kubota clean diesel engines, IntelliShift transmissions, and more. Now, get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, or great customer instant rebates when you buy a new M6 tractor. See your local Kubota dealer today. Now through December 31st, 2016. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about costs and terms.
Visit WC Tractor, Norman G. Tractor, or TexasKubotaDealers.com.
It's the biggest, best of the Brazos ever. The all-new 2016 edition of the Best of the Brazos magazine is now available everywhere in Bryan College Station. Find out who's the best of the Brazos in over 180 different categories. Everything from fine dining to family entertainment. You can see all of the winners in the 150-page full-color edition of the Best of the Brazos magazine. Pick up your free copy around town or read it online at bestofthebrazos.com.
Brassus.com.
All right, here we go, 610. It's the weather. Good morning. Let's try this. See how it works. Weather's brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
If you're tired of the warm temperatures, some relief from the heat in the forecast. It's due to a cold front, which eventually is going to be able to push through the region. For today, we're going to be partly sunny with the chance for an isolated shower or storm, 90 to 95 today. A few showers and storms are possible tonight, 65 to 70. A morning shower or thunderstorm, then turning partly sunny by late tomorrow. Breezy, not as warm, 80 to 85. Sunny and comfortable Friday, 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll check in with Zach Taylor for your Aggie football report. Also, we'll take a look forward at the upcoming Aggie soccer and volleyball games. And in Major League Baseball, the Blue Jays are still alive as they beat the Indians in the ALCS. Meanwhile, the Dodgers took the lead in the NLCS with their win over the Cubs. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There's a presidential election coming up in U.S. America.
Is there?
Yeah.
Really?
Don't know if you knew that or
like,
not.
Like, when's that happening? Is that
well, it's
is
pretty
it soon.
It is.
The wine is already on ice.
That's right. By the way, your first day to early vote in person is coming up. It'll be October the 24th, just so you know. So this morning we start with a statue of a topless, hooved Hillary Clinton. appeared outside a subway station yesterday in New York. Prompting a tussle after one woman purportedly knocked it down and sat on it to prevent others from picking it back up.
Oh, wow.
The display marked the second time we've had a life-size exaggerated depiction of a naked presidential nominee that surfaced outside a Manhattan subway stop during the general election. Of course, we all remember back in August. The artist's statue of an unclothed Donald Trump.
Yeah, it's also the second statue of that we never asked for.
That's right.
Never wanted.
Eventually, it was hauled away by city workers. But the crowd's reaction to the Hillary was markedly different than that for the Trump statue, when a largely jovial group of onlookers took photos of it.
Jovial.
And posed for selfies.
Of course.
Some of the parts of the, I mean, can you imagine?
No.
No, I don't want to.
And this is on Yahoo, and they've got video, and I'm going, we didn't need that.
No.
On Tuesday, a woman can be seen on the video taken by a reporter for the New York Daily News, dragging the life-size statue of the Democrat presidential nominee to the ground, stomping on it and sitting on top of it to prevent a man from standing it back up again.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay.
But sure, it's the Trump supporters who are violent.
Yeah, we shouldn't be treated this way, period, another woman can be heard saying in the video. Wasn't immediately clear who had created the statue, a collective, activist collective called In Decline. Man, that's a pretty good name. was behind the Trump statue, but said in its statement that it had no role in the Hillary one. A police spokesman said that the Clinton statue was eventually removed by whoever brought it to Lower Manhattan. No summons or tickets were issued. Yeah, this can't end soon enough, and
nope.
It's probably not going to end well.
But no.
Actually, no matter which one gets elected,
yeah.
It's not going to end well.
You're right.
There is no good ending. Info?
Mation.
Yeah, we'll find something else to distract us after that, I guess.
What a way to start your hump day.
Yeah. Oh, huh.
Naked Hillary.
That was actually no pun intended.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. Okay. Well,
now you guys put that in my head.
Yeah. Okay.
Your fault.
There's video out there.
Santa's Wonderland tickets are on sale now with two ways to save. Introducing Santa's Season Pass. Pay one time for unlimited admission, a souvenir mug, and a 10% discount throughout the park. Or purchase Super Saver tickets for discounted admission on select nights. Santa's Wonderland will open daily November 11th through New Year's Day. Buy early to save big on your family's Texas Christmas experience. Only a limited number of Season Passes will be sold. Go to santas-wonderland.com and have a Merry Texas Christmas, y'all.
There you go. And we probably ought to now just move right on and talk about the weather a little bit because we didn't do that. Now, today, again, it's going to be 90-ish, about 70 tonight. But our high tomorrow, only 81 degrees.
Yes.
We have 40% chance of some showers, mainly after about 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Then cloudy and, again, breezy. West winds in the morning, shifting to the north at 15 to 20 with gusts up to 25 miles an hour out of the north during the day tomorrow. And then tomorrow night, winds gusting to 20 miles an hour out of the north with a low of 52.
Woo!
Yeah. Yahoo!
And then Friday night, we got a low of 51, which is good. And then Saturday, 54. So won't make 80 after probably after tomorrow for at least a couple of days. So back to what we were missing the last, 10 days or so.
Yeah.
A little bit of
yeah.
fog out there this morning. Hasn't necessarily yep. descended all the way to the ground, but it's out there and it may well do that. Right now, the winds are out of the south at 7 and 74. Okay, so it's, let me see. It's the 19th of October, and it is day, I wrote it down here somewhere, 293, which means we've got 73 of them to go. Today is Evaluate Your Life Day.
Oh, boy. God,
why do we have to do that all the time?
Yeah. No, I'll pass.
We're living it, okay? We're just living it. It's Information Overload Day. My God, isn't every day Information Overload
Day? It is
day.
For
especially
us.
Especially on this show.
Yeah, that's right, because we are the Information Overload Maniacs. anyway, Information Overload is an increasing problem, both in the workplace and in life in general, it says. And those that learn to deal with it effectively will have a major advantage in the next few years. Well,
you just ignore it. That's how you deal with it.
Yeah, probably. You know, it's interesting because the phrase was introduced by a guy who is a really interesting person. His name is Alvin Toffler, and he did this in 1970. He said we were going to face an information overload, and he wrote a book called Future Shock, which I kind of read back and forth, kept going back to it for the first 20, from about 16 to about 25. I was reading it regularly because he would talk about things like that you'll actually work for more than one company in your life.
Really?
Which was, you know, you look at that and you go, huh?
Wow.
Because, you know, most of us, our parents worked for a company just for like 30 years.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And he said there would actually be a situation where teams would come together. They would actually build a job. They complete that task. And then they would go to work either with another team or with another company. We're going, no, we're not going to do that. We're Americans. We work for the same company forever.
Yeah.
So this guy's pretty smart.
He was. And he was. Again, yeah. He wrote this stuff. This stuff was written like 50 years ago.
Huh,
now.
Cool.
Anyway, so it's Evaluate Your Life Day. It's Information Overload Day. It's Clean Your Virtual Desktop Day.
Oh. A lot of people need to do that. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's probably easier. And then, of course, in 2 weeks, you'll go, yeah, where is that? I needed that
True.
Thing.
I had it right on the desktop.
I know. I didn't know I was going to need that. And it's Unity Day.
Oh, yeah.
Let's all come together.
Yeah, unless it's kumbaya. People you don't want to be. Yeah, exactly. Let's sing kumbaya. All right, we got birthdays.
We do got birthdays. Rebecca Ferguson is 33 today. She's from The Girl on the Train coming up and The White Queen.
Yeah.
Gillian Jacobs is 34 from Community. I always thought that name was pronounced Jillian, but apparently it's Gillian.
Okay.
Yeah, I listened to a podcast
wondering.
That
all
she
right.
she comes on all the time, and it's Gillian. So, all right. Desmond Harrington is 40. He played Joey Quinn on Dexter. Country singer Cindy Thompson is 40 today as well. Pross he was a former Fuji is 44 today.
Okay.
Chris Kattan from Saturday Night Live.
Finally, there's somebody I've heard of.
There you
okay.
go.
Awesome.
He's 46. I was wondering, you seemed kind of quiet there.
I had no idea who these people were.
Couldn't even fake that he knew
no,
them.
No, exactly.
It gets better way on.
Okay.
Check this out. This is one of my favorites here. Trey Parker.
Oh, yeah.
47 today, co-creator of South Park. Jon Favreau is 50 today.
Yeah.
He's,
Iron
of course,
Man.
Yeah, he did the Iron Man movies. He was in all kinds of great stuff.
Cool.
Let's see. Ty Pennington.
Oh, yeah.
Extreme Makeover guy. Home edition.
Yep. Uh-huh.
He's 52 today. Evander Holyfield is 54, but his replacement ear is only 9.
That's right.
John Lithgow is 71.
Excuse me for a minute.
Yeah.
Neil Bortz was his attorney.
Really?
Yep.
I didn't know that.
Fun fact.
Yeah.
Awesome. I love Neil. He's great. John Lithgow is 71 today.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I need to tell you what he's been in because he's been in everything. Janine C. Riley is 71, singer of...
It's actually Jeannie C.
Jeannie,
Riley.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Harper Valley PTA.
She's listening.
Exactly.
Yeah, she's listening, right. Yeah.
And Michael Gambon is 76. Yeah. He took over as Dumbledore in the Harry Potter movie.
New Dumbledore.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So, and that's what I got for
All right,
you.
Peter Max, who's an artist, you know his work if you see it, he's 79 years old. And that's it. See, as you get later in the birthdays, as the people are older, I know who they are.
And I'm usually, like, lost. lost about halfway through.
Yeah, I did. All right, it's 6:20.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Hey, just in case anyone wanted further proof that the news media's been completely biased in this election, well, the nonpartisan think tank, the Center for Public Integrity, well, they reported this week that 96% of all individuals identified in federal campaign finance filings as journalists, reporters, news editors, or television news anchors, as well as other donors known to be working in so-called journalism, 96% donated to Hillary Clinton's campaign. Approximately 50 journalists, media professionals, gave a combined $14,000 to Donald Trump. Meanwhile, about 430 in the industry donated a combined $382,000 to Her Highness Hillary Clinton. Maybe this is why no one in the mainstream media is reporting on James O'Keefe's latest work, which provides video testimony of criminal activity within Hillary's campaign.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So whether traveling or working remotely, we know your PC is your business headquarters, and when work takes you on the go, well, you need a laptop that can keep up. Now, Dell's XPS 13 empowers small business owners to collaborate anywhere with incredible battery life and powerful performance. Reduce downtime by 50% and boost productivity with 4 times faster performance when you refresh to Dell's PCs featuring Intel Core processors. Now explore the XPS 13 at Dell.com/radio. Hey, you know, you've got some pretty important choices to make this fall. One of them may be window treatment so you can decorate your home for the holidays and into the new year. My house looks so much better because we use Blinds.com for every room. It has transformed our home, and it'll transform yours. Just go to Blinds.com. Use the promo code Hannity. You get 20% off their already low prices through October the 31st. Blinds.com, promo code Hannity. Blinds.com, promo code Hannity. See Blinds.com for details.
I'm Mary Kay Moore, candidate for Mayor of Bryan. I don't have colorful signs, but I do have enthusiastic supporters and the interest of all of Bryan's citizens at heart. My campaign will be outspent, but nothing can beat my 22 years of municipal government experience, my training as a certified public accountant, or my skills as a mediator. It is time to bring the factions in Bryan together to serve all of Bryan's citizens, to work for development while enhancing what we already have. I am proud to ask for your vote to keep Bryan strong and would appreciate your support.
Proven knowledge, proven leadership, proven experience, proven community commitment. Vote Mary Kay Moore as your next qualified mayor for the city of Bryan. Political ad paid for by Mary Kay for Mayor campaign. Patrick Moore, treasurer.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Walmart wants you to think of it as more than a store with low prices and low-paying jobs. That's why it's putting CEO Doug McMillon out front and center in a new ad campaign. Walmart casted CEO in a commercial that aired on social media and TV in which McMillon touts the company's commitment to employees, not the latest deals. Putting top executives in ads can build credibility for companies and rally staff, but it can be risky since some highly paid executives garner little sympathy and some lack the charisma for the job. OPEC says it's determined to implement a highly anticipated plan to limit production when it meets next month, dismissing speculation that the 14 members of OPEC will fail to agree on the final details of the accord. Secretary General Mohamed Barkindo pledged the group will put action behind words and stabilize the flagging oil market. Members of the cartel last month agreed on a preliminary deal to limit production. This morning, crude oil trading at $51.02 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How much can you save?
How about a 5,000 square foot building for under $39,000?
So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-95-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. Don't spend thousands more than you should. Call 866-957-8335.
Throw on your boots and round up the herd. Come celebrate 5 years of fun at the Brazos Valley Fair and Rodeo, October 21st through the 23rd. Enjoy great concerts by Steve Warner, Jason Bolin and the Stragglers, For a Season, The Emotions Band, and more. Watch the exciting nightly rodeos and take time to play in the huge carnival. Admission is only $12 for ages 13 and older, and ages 12 and under get in free. For discounted specials and everything Brazos Valley Fair, visit BrazosValleyFair.com.
Good morning, 625. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Do have a little slight chance of showers, about 20% today. There is some fog out there right now that's kind of dropping down a little bit. High today will be 92. Winds will be out of the south. And then tonight, our chance of rain increases to 20%. Low will be around 70, then the weather change tomorrow. 40% chance of showers with thunderstorms, mainly in the afternoon. It'll be breezy, winds out of the west at 5 to 10, switching around to the north at 15 to 20, and gusting to 25 miles an hour tomorrow during the day. At about 20 miles an hour at night tomorrow night, our low will be 52 tomorrow night, then about 75 for a high on Friday with sunshine, and around 50 for our low temperature on Friday night. And about the same thing as far as Saturday's concerned, maybe 2 or 3 degrees warmer, but we'll still be not quite to 80 as far as our high and down in the 50s for our low. Winds currently out of the south at 7, 100% relative humidity because of that fog and mist and stuff out there, and it's 74 degrees.
Barker's Heating and Cooling has put our customer satisfaction first and been a part of our community since 1974. Thank you for voting us best of the Brazos for over 10 years and making us an Aggie tradition in AC and heating services. We pledge to always deliver quality service and products as a premier Lennox dealer. Call us today to take advantage of our fall rebate with special financing on new systems. 979-314-0618. Barker's, the premier Lennox dealer in Bryan-College Station. License number TACALA 28101C.
Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville, the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum, and Bryan Broadcasting present the annual Night at the Museum Children's Costume Contest and Trick-or-Treating Halloween Celebration. Sunday, October 30th from 3 to 6 p.m. This free, family-friendly event open to the public has trick-or-treating through the museum, carnival games, refreshments, bounce houses, bus 12, face painting, a holiday photo op, and a costume contest. Don't miss it! Special thanks to Atkinson Toyota, Catalina Hatters, and the Farm Patch.
When you have to make a big decision in your life, is it better to use logic or emotion? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some urgent news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from PBS host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we're about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-885-5757 now to get your personalized copy rushed to you today. Do you want to avoid mistakes baby boomers and seniors can make when they buy annuities? Those mistakes now could be costly later to you and your family. Call 800-885-5757. That's 800-885-5757. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Your emotions are always trying to tell you something. Take envy, for example.
Some of the research has shown that if you go to a party and you see someone you envy, you will pay more attention to that person than anyone else at the party. And when you go home, you will continue to think about them.
Clinical psychologist Mary Lamia, author of the book Emotions.
Why would envy get stirred up? Well, envy really tells you what you want for yourself.
Anxiety is a common emotion that is also trying to tell you something.
Anxiety feels like an uncertain threat. And it makes you place it in some context, so you start worrying about something. You give it a target. When, in fact, anxiety has amazing action potential. It sharpens your focus, it helps you think on your feet, and it can energize you. So rather than get immersed in the emotion, take a look at it and see, you know, what is this nervous energy telling me to do?
When we make important decisions, we often use logic rather than emotions, which can cause trouble.
The New York Times columnist David Brooks, I love his example. He says when you're trying to make a complex decision, flip a coin, but don't pay attention to the result of the coin flip. Pay attention to how that makes you feel. Most of the research is showing that when it comes to making complex decisions, focusing on emotions instead of details is far more effective.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You're all aware of the ad that says you can get an insurance quote in 15 minutes. Well, I just saw another ad that said 15 minutes is too long, and they can give you a quote in 7.5 minutes. Has your time become so precious that you need to get an insurance quote in 7.5 minutes? At W.E. Gibson, we know your time is valuable, but we also know that what you're insuring is valuable. That is why when you look to us for your insurance needs, we won't waste your time, but we will make sure that we take all of the time necessary to examine your particular needs and to explain the coverage and options available to you. This may take more than 7.5 minutes, but when we are done, you can be assured that we have offered the best coverage at the best price available suited to your individual needs. So call W.E. Gibson Insurance at 694-1555 or come by our office on the corner of Longmire and Deacon. We will make sure your time is well spent.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 74 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. Prepared for minor emergencies to major trauma, CHI St. Joseph Health is always ready. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A topic at this week's Chamber of Commerce Candidates Forum, drawing plenty of conversation from those running for Bryan City Council, was future workforce training for those not going to college. Single-member District 1 candidate Ruben Marine began the dialogue when answering a question about the city providing money to third-party agencies.
Am I hearing you say you'd be in favor of funding a vocational college that does not exist now? Is that what I'm hearing you say?
I would be in favor of working with other institutions to bring a vocational college to the city of Bryan, to hopefully District 1.
Fellow single member 1 candidate Al Sines talked about establishing a local school instead of recruiting an existing institution.
Let's establish one here on our own, whether it's a city college, a community college, or a county college. So let's use our own resources to develop what we know, what we need.
A third candidate seeking the SMD1 post, Raul Santana, says he is all for education.
We need to get together and talk to people, like business people and all that, and form a committee.
The day after the forum, Blinn released a statement that it provides training for 28 of 34 occupations identified in a regional report. The college did not indicate how many are available in Bryan. Last night, Blinn's trustees approved a 20-year lease with Brenham's Economic Development Foundation to expand Brenham's Technical Education Center. In 9 to 12 months, the city of Bryan will have a new fire station number 2. City officials and members of the Bryan Fire Department broke ground yesterday at the site on Lawrence Street, just 6 blocks north of its current location on the corner of Delwood and Cavett. Chief Randy McGregor says the old station number 2 was not the first.
This will actually be the third fire station number 2 in Bryan. Right down Cavett Street here at the corner of Glenwood is the original station 2.
BRW Architects spokesman Ray Holiday previewed the new station's design.
The station's about 23,000 square feet. It's going to be able to sleep about 15 firefighters, and the fire marshal and his staff will be out on one side of the building, and then the other side of the building will be mostly the fire station side of it, with all the sleeping quarters and living quarters and so forth.
Chief McGregor says the size and design will accommodate the city immediately and in the future as growth is expected. The project is estimated to cost $6.3 million and will be funded through the use of the 2016 Bond and Transportation Fund. You can hear more comments and see pictures of the groundbreaking ceremony online at WTAW.com. A Brenham veterinarian learns her license is suspended after she killed a cat with a bow and arrow.
Kristen Lindsay cannot practice for a year, then she'll be on 4 years of probation. The Texas Board of Veterinary Medical Examiners made the decision. Dr. Lindsay faced a lot of criticism when she killed the cat and posted pictures on Facebook. One post revealed the cat dangling from the arrow as she smiled. Kelly Weiss, TSN News.
Batman, fairy princess, clown. Okay, you probably don't want your kid to be a clown for Halloween this year, but there are countless options, whether you're purchasing a costume or making one at home. Regardless of what they choose to be, Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen has some costume safety reminders.
Anyone who has their costume has any type of weapons, make sure that they don't look real. Make sure that they are flexible material, you know, made out of cardboard or foam so that we can prevent accidents, because we know kids get carried away and they start swinging them, you know, swinging their weapons if it's a sword or something, and, you know, we don't want any injuries.
McKeithen suggests using light colors or reflective tape to make costumes more visible. She also has advice for homeowners.
Some of the things that they can avoid is open flames. We don't want any open flames around costumes or kids that are coming up onto your porch.
McKeithen says if you're not handing out candy, simply turn off your porch light. A professor at the Texas A&M College of Medicine recently received a grant from the U.S. Department of Defense and Department of Army to study the mechanisms of traumatic brain injury, or TBI, a leading cause of disability among service members and veterans. Dr. Samba Reddy says TBI can lead to recurrent seizures.
The seizures then leads to what we call post-traumatic epilepsy. So they would lose consciousness every now and then, have seizures. So this doesn't happen right away. It takes few weeks, months, in majority of the cases, a few years.
Reddy says these seizures can be medically uncontrollable because they're caused by physical trauma to the brain. The three-year award totals nearly $750,000, and Reddy says the ultimate goal is to identify the common link between brain injury and the subsequent development of post-traumatic epilepsy. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 74 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
In life, you can't always prepare for the unexpected, but you can turn to the hospital that's always ready. For 80 years, CHI St. Joseph Health has served as the region's premier health system. And now we're expanding our commitment through our new emergency and trauma center at our leading regional hospital. With larger private rooms and shorter wait times, we're prepared for anything from minor emergencies to major trauma. There's a reason CHI St. Joseph Health is the highest level trauma center in the region. We're always ready.
Your company's copiers and printers are essential to employee productivity. Don't lose valuable time due to unreliable office equipment. CTWP is the Brazos Valley source for digital office products. CTWP carries a full line of black and white and color multifunctional imaging systems from the best equipment manufacturers in the world. And we provide reliable service and support for all of our products. Keep your business running smoothly with CTWP. Call 979-779-2998 or visit CTWP.com today.
And now another Did You Know Minute presented by the Grimes County Republican Party.
Did you know the success or failure of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 rested on the shoulders of one man? Republican Senator Everett Dirksen. Ironically, two Democrat presidents, John Kennedy and his successor, Lyndon Johnson, relied upon a Republican senator to deliver Republican votes to a Democrat president because they could not count on Southern Democrat senators, most of whom supported segregation. After successfully defeating Democrat Senator Richard Russell's 83-day filibuster, Dirksen said, "I'm involved in mankind, and whatever the skin, we are all included in mankind." On November 8th, remember to vote Republican.
This Did You Know Minute was paid for by the Grimes County Republican Party, Marilyn Schultz, treasurer.
At Professional Concrete Construction, if your home or office needs concrete, they do it. Specializing in residential, commercial, and decorative applications. James and Mike Croston at Professional Concrete Construction are experts in the Brazos Valley with over 25 years of experience. For home and metal buildings, foundations, patios, sidewalks, and driveways, call Professional Concrete Construction at 979-777-9201 and get a free estimate and list of local references. Click ProfessionalConcreteBCS.com for more info.
I'm Councilman James Benham.
I'm Councilwoman Julie Merrifield Schultz.
I'm Mayor Nancy Berry, and
we are voting for Jeremy Osborne.
We know what it takes to be on the council, and we trust Jeremy to keep our economy strong, improve transportation, and ensure that College Station's future is bright. We need business owners like Jeremy who have lived here for years, created jobs, met a payroll, and managed large budgets. Vote Jeremy Osborne for College Station Council, Place 3.
Political ad paid for by the Jeremy Osborne Campaign. Larry Hodges, Treasurer.
Good morning. It's 640. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
Cooler temperatures are in our future. We certainly could use them after the warm weather we've been seeing through the middle part of the month. Partial sun, the risk of a shower or storm as the day goes on, a high of 90 to 95. A few showers and thunderstorms are a possibility overnight. Lows are going to be 65 to 70. Showers and thunderstorms end tomorrow to become partly sunny by late in the day. Breezy tomorrow, not as warm, 80 to 85. Sunshine and much more pleasant Friday, 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Aggie football team takes on number one Alabama this weekend, and Zach Taylor has your Aggie football report. Thursday marks senior night for Aggie soccer. We'll hear from Coach G on the match against the Kentucky Wildcats. Meanwhile, A&M volleyball coach Lori Corbelli looks for her 600th win when they face Georgia on Friday. And in Major League Baseball, Toronto stays alive in the ALCS, and the Dodgers take the lead over the Cubs in the NLCS. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We'll be back to the Q&A format this evening. Chris Wallace, host of Fox News Sunday, says it's his job to be a moderator, not a participant, and it's one he says he takes quite seriously.
This is part of civics, the Constitution, if you will, in action, because this is helping millions of people decide who we're going to elect as the next president.
Now, tonight's topics include immigration, economy, fitness to be president, and the Supreme Court. It's 90 minutes, no breaks, and it starts at 9 o'clock Eastern time tonight. At the presidential debate in Las Vegas, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Yeah, so that's tonight.
Who's excited?
Yeah, and the thing is, he's a good questioner.
Okay.
And I think he's really harder on Republicans than he is on Democrats, and I see him as willing to go absolutely toe-to-toe with Trump.
Yeah.
I mean, he won't be bullied by him, and he won't back down from him. I don't think there'll be any of that kind of stuff because the other people live in here. But I think he'll be different. Here's the deal, though. I mean, I think, if I heard this correctly, this is in the Thomas and Mack Arena in Las Vegas. Well, that thing seats 20,000 people.
Oh, wow. Ooh.
So, I mean, it's their basketball stadium, basketball arena. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I don't know that they're using it all or they're going to have part of it draped off or
right,
what. But
right.
That would be, you know, kind of interesting. It'd be neat if they put them on a, you know, do it in the round where the stage would rotate.
Yeah.
You know,
like a concert.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
It would be cool if they had a drummer, too.
Yeah, exactly. But, pa-ching. Anyway, so
lights and smoke and special effects.
Well, mm-hmm. Look.
What if they flew in on a harness?
It could be in our lifetime they may be doing that.
Yeah, you're right.
I like that harness idea with a keytar. Yeah,
sure. yeah, I mean, just awesome. So, anyhow,
That we need any more entertainment.
No, we don't. But we do have other and I believe we speak with Congressman Flores in about 45 minutes. So. On Tuesday, the Democrat National Committee had to apologize for a Forward Together bus, that's a Hillary bus, dumping human waste in a storm sewer. Yeah, during a stop in Gwinnett County, Georgia. Local businessman noticed it, took pictures.
Oh, so they apologized because they got caught.
Yeah, uh-huh. That's right. They called it an honest mistake. No, it's not.
No, not at all.
I'm pretty sure you know you're dumping.
Yeah. It was an honest
mistake. We meant to not get caught dumping all this stuff here.
Right, so there. Okay, so there's that. And then apparently they have built a wall around one of Donald Trump's hotels in Las Vegas to send a message for immigration policies. The wall is made up entirely of taco trucks.
Oh, wow.
the inspiration for the wall of trucks came from when the founder of Latinos for Trump told MSNBC that if nothing was done to curb the incoming immigrant population in U.S. America, there would eventually be taco trucks on every corner. So the string of taco trucks is located just a few miles from where the debate will take place tonight. Organizers say...
Are they going to be open?
You know, I don't know.
I don't know. Selling tacos?
Yeah. Everyone coming together is really about sending a message that we reject Trump and the policies of hate. Okay. There we go. Because Hillary doesn't hate anybody.
Yeah, no. Sure not at all. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Very loving person.
Yeah, no hate
warm,
from Hillary.
Warm, fuzzy.
Yeah, because I think warm and fuzzy with her. Hello. Yeah.
Hey, it's in Las Vegas. Let's have a sit-down poker game, winner take all.
Yeah,
goes to the White House.
I like it.
Let's do it. Yeah.
And you can't wear
sunglasses. Who do you think has the best poker face?
I think he would. I mean, I'm not sure. But that would be kind of fun.
Yeah, I just have one thing to say about the upcoming debates.
Okay.
Let the games begin.
Yeah. So, and, you know, I don't know why the media felt like they had to be out there starting Sunday. You know what I'm saying?
Wow, yeah.
I'm just saying there's a whole bunch of...
It's not the Super Bowl.
No. There's a whole bunch of reporters that got, you know, the buffet at the Wynn paid for by their news organization. So I'm just, they don't need to be there. They need to be out doing the news.
Yep.
Anyhow. So we'll see what happens. Maybe that's what they'll do from now on. Whenever there's a presidential debate, the permanent location, because we talked about the permanent location,
right.
They ought to have one in Bentonville. No, it's Branson.
They
have one in Branson, and they ought to have one in Las Vegas, and then have the other one float.
Mm-hmm.
But anyhow, so just in time, and since everybody's coming up with their take on the debate, Jane Goodall, the world's foremost expert on apes, says Donald Trump debates like a chimp in a dominance ritual.
I feel like that's a pretty accurate description.
I think so.
And she would know.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She would, and that's it, you know, that... Why not bring in Jane Goodall, who knows more about, you know, primates, I guess, than anybody in the world. Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton debates more like a snake.
Very nice. Yeah, but now she said in many ways the performance of Donald Trump reminds me of male chimpanzees and their dominance rituals. She was talking to James Fallows from The Atlantic. Male chimpanzees try to impress rivals with aggressive behavior, such as stomping and throwing rocks. She noted the more vigorous and imaginative the display, the more likely that chimp is to rise to the top of the hierarchy and remain. So there.
Huh.
Matter of fact, she said that in the first two debates, Goodall says that Trump actually reminded her of a particular chimp named Mike. So... Of course, since we don't know Mike,
just trying to get to the top.
That's it.
Trying to get to the top.
So we'll see. We'll see how that works tonight. Maybe he'll mention that. I don't know. Donald Trump, ape, sure, why not?
Yeah,
that's fine.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Coulter Marriott of Marriott Homes. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions, budget constraints, and the idea of true customization and style. Allow us a chance to shoulder your anxiety and create a home as comfortable and exciting to you and your family. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in. Marriott Homes, voted best home builder in the Brazos Valley since 2003. Call us at 696-1787 or click marriotthomes.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, October 22nd, learn about bare ground herbicide treatments. Having no vegetation is desirable in places around the farm or homestead, but there are important things to consider before making an application. You'll learn all about them this week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Seemed like we all get left with odd little parts of our gardens. You wonder what type of plant would be best for them. In short, you're looking for a plant hero or heroes that can turn a real landscaping dilemma into an enriching opportunity. I have some of the most common problem areas and the best plants to use in them right after this important message. When people think of Mueller, they think of quality steel buildings and durable metal roofing. But the name Mueller means so much more. It means you'll have a product manufactured by Mueller, including in-house engineers to help design the building of your dreams. It means you'll have a company in business for more than 80 years standing behind your warranty. It also means you'll get tons of added value, such as roofing site visits, forklift delivery, and a Mueller assurance team ready to help you along the way. And Mueller's on the cutting edge, designing and manufacturing new products, like their greenhouses and standing seam roofing panels. To find out more about Mueller products, go to MuellerInc.com. That's MuellerInc.com. Or give them a call at 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-2-MUELLER. Or certainly you're invited to stop by any of their 32 locations today. Mueller means more. So we're talking about special plants for special places. Let's start with parkway plantings. That's the space between your sidewalk and the street. Usually it's about 4 feet wide and 60 or 75 feet long. Most importantly, however, you probably don't even own it. Although it's part of your landscape, it actually belongs to your city. Anytime they desire, they can rip out your plants, put in a new water line, or widen the street. Most people think about planting some type of tree there, but that can wall off your landscape visually. Even small trees like crepe myrtles create a barricade. Maybe you're thinking about a ground cover so you won't have to edge all that turf grass, but the truth is, however, healthy, vigorous turf is probably the best solution, easiest to maintain. So what do you do if you have a fire plug or utility pole? If it's in a part of the landscape where a grouping of shrubs could be planted in front of it, that would be satisfactory. Just don't do anything to glamorize it. Don't make a flower bed around it. Don't plant vines to grow on it. There are certain elements of modern-day living that just don't look good, and yet our eyes get used to seeing them. Narrow spaces between houses. What can you do with a landscape that's 8 feet wide and 30 feet long? Well, for one thing, that's the place to use small trees. Group crepe myrtles there or plant a yaupon holly cluster. If there's a fence, plant an attractive vine to spill down it. If there's a side door, develop some intimate little landscaping along the stone walk. Plant the herbs there and feature lots of small flowering plants. If it's adjacent to the kitchen, consider a small breakfast courtyard. It really can be charming. How about alleyway gardens behind the rear fence? This is another place where you have 20 or 30 inches of depth and 60 feet of width. Now, you have passersby who will steal any vegetables or fruit you try to grow there, so those are off limits. Best choice, grow a vine on the outside of the fence. It will climb to the top and then spill over into your yard. You can water it from the yard side. Things like Carolina jessamine, Confederate star jasmine, antique climbing roses, including Lady Banksy and coral honeysuckle are all examples. How about heavily shaded parts of your landscape? These are the most common question I get, and I always tell people, if you're not getting 4 hours of sunlight, you're not going to find any grass that will grow there. Please hear me. And so often they just stand there and argue with me, well, yeah, but I this or that. I think you need to go to a ground cover like Mondo grass, which is not a true grass, or you could use purple winter creeper euonymus, or you could use Asian jasmine in the shade. But it isn't going to be grass. I'm Neil Sperry. Facts that change the way you garden in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:53. Well, it's a big game this weekend, and with your Aggie football report, here's Zach Taylor.
Well, it's Bama week. Sixth-ranked Fighting Texas Aggie football is gearing up to take on the top-ranked Crimson Tide this Saturday in Tuscaloosa. Of course, the Maroon and White are coming off a bye last week. Coach Kevin Sumlin says it was good to get the guys some rest and to regroup.
It was a good situation for us. I thought our guys approached it in the right way. You know, we've had a plan this whole year, a little bit different than what we've done without going into it. But I thought our guys were at a point where they needed it, came at the right time. We were able to really get through the 2 weeks prior, going to South Carolina without four of our best players. And winning, and then kind of limping through and beating Tennessee, not at 100%. So, you know, that came at the right time for us, and we were able to utilize it and get back to work this week.
Now, speaking of banged up players, star defensive end Miles Garrett was one of those guys. Garrett played sparingly in the win over Tennessee a couple of weeks ago and said afterwards that he felt only about 65 to 70%. Well, he was asked what percentage he was for this week.
Well, I can't let them know. I'm good enough to play well.
Miles keeping it very secretive. Now, as far as to how many downs he can play, Garrett says the sky's the limit.
Yes. First, second, third, and fourth we have to.
Miles and the guys square off with the Crimson Tide Saturday at 2:30 p.m. Broadcast begins at 1:30 with Dave and Dave on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM, as well as News Talk 1620 WTAW. And that's been your Aggie Football Report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. In A&M Soccer, the Aggies celebrate Senior Night on Thursday and offer up an early Halloween celebration on Sunday as they close out the regular season home slate. Here's Coach G on Thursday night's game.
Thursday night's a big game because it's Senior Night, and it's also important because we need to win. We need to get ourselves kind of back into the habit of winning, and which has always been one of the key characteristics of our team.
The Aggies will honor their five seniors on Thursday night prior to the match against the Kentucky Wildcats. Among those being honored in a ceremony that includes the Ross Volunteers are Ashlyn Harriman, Danielle Rice, Taylor Saucier, Sarah Shaw, and Grace Wright. Tomorrow night's game begins at 6:30 p.m., pregame's at 6:15, and you can catch it on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. The Aggie volleyball team takes on Georgia this Friday at 6 p.m. in Athens, Georgia. Here's Coach Lori Corbelli on the upcoming match.
We have our hands full for sure, but I feel good about it. I think the team's really, ready to go in and make it a business trip and go in and get our work done. Because I think if we can match what we've been doing, we should be okay.
Coach Corbelli will be looking for the 600th win of her head coaching career. Elsewhere in college sports, American Athletic Conference Commissioner Mike Oresko says the profile of his league has been boosted by the Big 12 expansion process. Oresko expressed relief that the Power 5 conference chose not to expand and that none of the AAC teams being mentioned as potential candidates, such as UConn or Cincinnati, will be leaving. But he said the fact the Big 12 was targeting American programs helps him make the argument that the AAC plays at a Power 5 level and should eventually be considered part of a Power 6. In Major League Baseball,
the pause, the 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, he struck him out. Ball game, Blue Jays, 5-1 over Cleveland, and the Blue Jays have their one game winning streak.
The American League Championship Series continues after the Toronto Blue Jays avoided a 4-game sweep and a 5-1 win against the Cleveland Indians. Josh Donaldson smacked a solo homer, and Edwin Encarnacion added a 2-run single to highlight a 9-hit attack. Meanwhile, in Los Angeles,
line drive caught by Turner, and the Dodgers win it and shut out the Cubs 6-0 and take a 2-1 lead.
Rich Hill worked 6 innings, and the Los Angeles Dodgers homered twice as they blanked the Chicago Cubs in Game 3 of the National League Championship Series. Yasmani Grandal and Justin Turner homered off Jake Arrieta, who surrendered 4 runs over 5-plus innings. In the NFL, the Green Bay Packers have addressed a need at running back by getting Nile Davis from Kansas City for a conditional draft pick. Davis should be fresh after carrying just 29 times for 70 yards and a touchdown the past two seasons combined. Green Bay takes on Chicago tomorrow night for Thursday Night Football, and you can catch it on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Like politicians, some roofing companies tell you things that just aren't so. Like, we've been in business since 1995. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof.
This is former Mayor of Bryan, Ron Blatchley. I understand what it takes to lead our city, and I wholeheartedly endorse Andrew Nelson to be our next mayor. Andrew will end the fighting at City Hall and unite our community and council to keep Bryan moving forward. As a small business owner, Andrew has met a payroll, he's created jobs, and dealt with complex budgets. Join me in voting Andrew Nelson as our next mayor of Bryan.
Political ad paid for by the Andrew Nelson campaign, Kenny Lawson, treasurer.
Touchdown. These may be the sounds we've all been waiting all year to hear. But that sound, now that's music to my ears. Bubba Dixon here, and at Tom Light Chevrolet,
football season means tailgate season. So fire up the grill and get ready to save on Chevy's best-selling pickups all season long.
Like a new 2016 Silverado Crew Cab Texas Edition with $11,700 in total savings. Or save $13,700 with Conquest. With nearly 200 trucks and SUVs to choose from and the most competitive internet pricing around. Whether you're mastering the barbecue or getting a great deal on your new Chevy, when it comes to football season at Tom Light Chevrolet, it's
That's good.
Visit us off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan to take the Tom Light Challenge and see for yourself why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
46,820 MSRP, less factory rebates, and Chevy bonus tag, plus 2,000 rebate for Conquest vehicle owners with approved credit, TT, and L Extra. Expires 10/31/16. See dealer for details.
What can inspire me?
Drive me. What can make me the person I have the potential to become?
A thinker.
A leader.
A doer.
What can challenge me to grow?
And awaken something deep inside me.
What can ignite me?
Art can.
Make sure your child has access to an arts education and learn how the arts can help them perform in school and in life.